I'm a doodad. Of course people ask me how I can possibly talk about Mountain Dew for an hour and a half straight.
I'm a doodad. Of course I actually wish more people would listen to the podcast, but I cover it up with humor and jokes.
I'm a doodad. Of course I'm constantly in fear of being sued by PepsiCo.
I'm a doodad. Of course I'm worried about what this is doing to my body.
I'm a doodad. Of course my insanely high blood sugar is worth it for the sick paycheck I don't get.
I'm a doodad. I'm not really sure that anybody is proud of me that I'm doing this.
I'm proud of you, Jacob.
Thank you, Justin.
I'm so proud of you. And welcome to Doodad.
Man, we're so current. We're so with it, capitalizing on the social media trends. You would never guess that we're 31 and 40. You'd never guess it.
Okay, wait. Who are you saying is 40? Because I know it ain't me.
Oh, you're not?
No, you knew I wasn't.
36, right?
What?
35?
34. Okay.
Oh,
I'm 34. Not even halfway through. And you knew that. I'm not even halfway through my 30s, bro.
32 is creeping up fast. And I have a friend who said at 32, he was in the best shape of his life. And I can tell you right now, I am not currently cruising towards that.
That guy's overachieving. Jeez. Best shape of his life. Okay. Wow. Must be nice.
I'm already at the stage where I wake up and there's just a random thing that hurts on me.
Yeah.
I'm there already.
Yep.
I'm there. So yeah.
I was just on a weekend retreat where I slept on thin mattresses. It's not, you can't even call it a mattress is a crime. Mattress pad, I guess would be more accurate.
I would just call it a pad.
Yeah. A pad.
And a cushioned pad.
Every morning I woke up, it was like, holy smokes. Even 5 years ago, this wouldn't have touched me. And now it's like I got up every morning and was like, my back. Like every morning.
You get up really slow. And you're just like,
like I say, swing my legs out of the bed. They like my legs kind of creak and knock.
Yeah. They just randomly crack for no reason.
Yeah, I stand up and it's like, like my whole body. It's like, what is that?
Oh man.
It's great.
Well, welcome everyone to Doodads. Another episode here in the great year of 2024. Little bit of business for you. Just the good old standard rate, review, subscribe, let somebody know. I saw a couple more stars on Spotify recently.
Ayo.
Couple more stars and a new Apple Podcast review that I hadn't seen.
Oh, for real? What'd they say?
So people, the person specifically, which, hey, shout out to whoever this was, specifically mentioned that they were a young adult, really helping us to get into the cool young people scene, said, I'm a young adult and this podcast is awesome and they're hilarious.
After
I was like, thank you. Thank you for making us relevant, even though we just talked about how old we are.
I was going to say, after we just talked about like, my bones creak when I wake up.
They're like, why did that person tell me that this would be good for young adults?
Oh, man. Hey.
So do us a favor and make it happen.
In case.
Tell a friend.
In case you didn't know, and this is your first time with us, this is season two of Doodad. So check it out. You get a whole season you can catch up on if you haven't.
A whole stinking season.
On top of that, if you're like, well, what? What is this that I even need to catch up on? This is simply a podcast where we're two dads who come together. We taste test Dew, talk about it, and we talk about a lot of other things off the top of our heads. Really, let's be honest.
And sometimes things other than do. Kind of like a little bit like today. I'm not going to say much about it, but today's going to be a little different.
A little foreshadowing. A little different. Okay. All right.
But you mentioned season two, Justin.
Yeah.
2024.
Yeah.
One thing that we neglected to do last time, which is a big deal for us, kind of a tradition at this point, is as friends, we put together a top 10 movie list each year of the past movies from the past year. So we're talking 2023. And we just completely whiffed on talking about it in the first episode of the year. So I thought we could take a little time here and maybe talk about some of the movies that made our list, you know, just to kind of throw out some recomendaciones to people.
Absolutely. Like, who doesn't like a best of list from, you know, the previous year. I mean, let's be honest. That's why we do this podcast, because we get to rate and rank Mountain Dew flavors, and people like lists. They just do. They just do. So, yeah, I think that's a great idea. We could share a few. We're both movie nerds, movie buffs, if you will, and might as well harken back to the year that was 2023, which had some good movies and some not so good movies.
Yes. Maybe we'll share those too, since those were fun. Like whatever we had was like the worst movie of the year.
Absolutely.
Like
yep. We absolutely
I think we can share those.
Well, hit me with one of your favorites of the year, man.
So this 2023, my list was definitely influenced by the stage of life I'm in, meaning I have young children. So let me make sure I'm correct on this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Sorry. No, exactly half of my list is animated movies.
Yeah.
But I genuinely like animated movies as well. Like I'm all about the animation. I love that stuff. So, a couple of them that made my list, at number 10, a movie that came out pretty late in the year last year, but if you've not watched it, it is so good. The music is so good. Leo on Netflix.
Yeah.
It has some great life lessons. It's hilarious. There is in particular a scene that makes me laugh super hard. There's like the Leo is like the iguana in the movie. Okay. This doesn't give anything away, but I'm gonna tell you, cause I think you'll think this is funny too.
Okay.
Like a kid. So there's Leo, the iguana, but he lives in the same tank as a turtle named Squirtle.
Okay.
And it's voiced by Bill Burr.
Oh, okay.
And there's this scene where one of the kids takes the turtle home, and kind of the whole concept of the movie is like these kids find out that like these animals can talk to them.
Yep.
And one of the kids, they're sixth graders, and he's super embarrassed that he doesn't know how babies are made, like where babies come from.
Okay.
And so he asks the turtle, and the turtle proceeds to tell him how turtles mate.
Okay.
And the kid is just like, what? And like there's something for everybody. Like it's kind of like Disney movies where like there's humor for parents that flies right over the kids' heads, and so it's a really fun watch. A couple other great animated ones, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, really enjoyed that. As well as one that I don't think a lot of people know about or watched, Monkey King on Netflix.
Yeah.
Monkey King is legit. It combines kung fu. It combines a awesome monkey that fights people and metal music.
Okay. All right.
So
that's why you like it.
It's kind of made for me a little bit. Monkey King is awesome. Also, flying up near the top at number 3, this just goes to show you like how it could be on my list. I've seen this movie, no joke, probably 25 plus times, and it's still on my list. And that was the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, right.
I think that is a great, stinking, entertaining movie. Like, it was just fun. Like, yeah. I remember in the theater when Mario and Luigi get the superstar and just start kicking butt, like, I was like, let's go. Like, I was so jacked. So,
and you were there by yourself, right? In a theater full of kids, and you're like, let's go.
I was not. That was actually the first movie I ever took my son to.
Oh,
okay. And I was with a buddy of mine and his son as well.
True story. You know this about me. I have no problem doing certain things by myself that other people would be uncomfortable. Like they'd feel weird about. Like I could eat food at a restaurant by myself and not have a single care in the world. I wouldn't think
Same.
Anything. Wouldn't think anything
I did
of it
this week.
There you go. But one of those things is like catching movies. I don't mind going and seeing a movie by myself. I'm there to watch a movie. And that's what you're doing. You're not necessarily talking with people the whole time anyways. But I'll never forget seeing the Lego movie by myself, which I love the first one. The Lego movie to me, the original, is great. Lego Batman is right up there as well. But when that first
Lego
one came
Batman,
out,
Lego Batman is legit one of my favorite animated movies of
dude,
all time.
It's so good. It's so funny. But I remember going to see the original Lego movie by myself, and it was like me and a theater full of like moms with their kids. And I was like, okay, maybe I should not go see this.
Just looking like a total creep.
Yeah, because like, I felt like the moms were side-eyeing me. Like, who's that weirdo here?
Where are his kids at?
Like, yeah, exactly. And, I was,
and you're just like, I love movies.
Yeah. I like Legos and movies. Like, yeah, it was not the best look, I guess. But, hey, I enjoyed mm-hmm. the movie.
Heck, yeah.
So, awesome. So, you got some solid ones there. I've heard a lot of good things about Leo from a lot of people. I haven't watched it yet. Need to get to that. Yeah. I saw Super Mario Bros. I really enjoyed it as well. One of the best things about that movie too, man, I think, is it has no ulterior motive. It just sets out to be a fun,
it's just adventure, fun entertainment.
Animated kids movie, family movie. Like that's it. Yeah. There's no like message it's trying to send.
Nope.
We don't need that, honestly, in a lot of these animated movies. Like, we just want fun movies that our kids and us can watch and laugh together at. Yeah, like,
I agree. Also, just two other little shout outs I want to give. The Little Mermaid remake made my top 10 because I already love the music in Little Mermaid. And it's rare that when they do one of those and they add more original music, that it just feels like that original music does not come up to par with the original Disney songs that are in there.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
It's like you tried to add stuff and it's not as good. This music is just as good. And in particular, one song is amazing.
Nice.
And so it actually made my list. I think it's probably my favorite like live action remake that they've done. Yeah. So that means, and another honorable mention, not honorable mention because it's on my list, but at number 6, Candy Cane Lane, a new Christmas movie that came out this last year. You all know from listening to the pod, I'm a Christmas freak. And it is one of the best kind of new original Christmas stories in a movie that I have seen in a long time. And it was so fun.
Yeah. I had never heard of it until you told me about it. So.
Yep. Eddie Murphy.
It's one I got to check out.
Yep. What about you, though?
First of all, let me just say, I want to be where the people are.
Oh, don't make me start singing it.
I want to see.
Walking around on those.
What do you call them again? Oh, feet.
Out where they walk.
Wait, okay, we gotta stop. Flipping your fins.
You don't get too far.
Legs are quick. Okay, I am setting myself up to be viewed as a creep. Lego movie by myself. I know all the words to that Little Mermaid song.
Or you just have little kids again.
Just digging. Yeah, but I knew all the words to that song before I had kids. So, yikes. Okay. No, that's a good list, man. I like all those. I haven't seen all of them, but I like hearing about them. I'm going to have to check a few of those out that I haven't seen.
You should.
Let's see, man. What can I add to that? Let's go with the same theme, dude. One of the best movies of the year for me was Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, dude.
Oh.
So good.
I will say, though, I wanted to put my head through a wall when it just stopped and said to be continued.
A little cliffhanger. Dude, that was a great.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Nah, dude, I was cool with it. Because I knew that they had a sequel that would be coming out.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. They did the second and third one essentially boom, boom, right after each other. Like they did with like Lord of the Rings. And then release them one per year over 3 years.
Okay.
That's the plan with this. Is this the third one, the trilogy capper, is supposed to come out this year, 2024.
Okay.
But then the writer's strike hit. So I don't know. It's still got a release date this year, but it could be moved back. Who knows? But like I have no shame saying that those two movies, and especially I liked the second one even more than the first, and I liked the first one a lot.
Yeah.
Dude, some of the best, I have no problem saying, like, some of the best superhero movies out there.
Wow. Okay. Bold claim.
I'd throw them up there.
They're super fun.
I think they're great. And the animation, dude, is just.
It's so cool.
Wild. To see those movies on the big screen are really cool.
Yeah.
Always good soundtracks, too. But beyond that, man, you know this. I know you don't like these. I'm a Mission Impossible fan, so I always love the Mission Impossible movies. Listen, he's a weirdo, but Tom Cruise, nobody carries an action movie like that guy. For me.
Yeah, and what's this one called? It's like Knights of Arabia, the Protocol of Darkness or something like
Stop
that.
Stop it. Stop. The Protocol of Darkness.
Watership Greyhound Project, part okay. one, or something like that.
All right, whatever. Okay. Oh, Mr. I'm too cool for that.
I just don't like him.
I know. I'll throw this one in there too. This is so different from where you went with your animated movies. So warning, like, you know, only see this if it's, you know, appropriate for you. But dude, the last John Wick movie, man, came out this year. I think those are fun. And
Gun-Fu.
Who doesn't just love hearing Keanu Reeves say some of the best lines ever written in cinema, like, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back. You know, like,
isn't his dialogue like probably like 300 words or less a movie?
Yes, dude.
It's like, there's not much time.
Yes, it, dude.
Followed 20 minutes of action.
Oh, it's so bad. It's like one of those so bad it's good things for me. Mm-hmm. I just love his dialogue, what little dialogue he has. But
yep.
Yeah. that's it, dude.
So I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm done. Like, he just says lines like that, calls it a day. Yeah. That'd be up there for me. I had fun with it at least, but let's go the opposite way just to cap this off. Can we go the opposite way? I'm going to ask you a specific question because I'm going to answer this as well, but I want to hear yours. For you, what? Okay, I'm not going to go worst.
Okay.
What if I go, what was the most disappointing movie of the year for you?
Yeah, disappointing is different than worst.
We can talk about worst as well if we want, but
I
think it's interesting also to just say what the most disappointing or forgettable. All
right. I can tell you which one the most disappointing is. It would be Ant-Man Quantumania.
Oh, okay.
Here's why. I've been hanging in there with Marvel. I've been hanging in. Ant-Man Quantumania was finally the movie where I'm like, the hype is real. Like, these movies are bad now.
Yeah.
Like, they're just bad. And it was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me. Like, unless a trusted friend is like, no, I promise this one is good, I just genuinely don't have any interest in, like, tuning into any of these movies that are coming out.
Yeah. This is where we flip roles. With Mission Impossible, you're like, meh. And I'm like, oh, I love those. But for a lot of Marvel, like, you've gotten into them. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt like there's some that I really enjoy. But, man, most of them to me, I feel like they're a dime a dozen, man. You've seen one, you've seen them all. And I'm just like, there's no excitement. They oversaturate the market with them. Like, it's just too many. Just too many. Just stop. Slow down.
So I was just, I was just disappointed. I was like, okay, they've really like gone down the toilet.
You're not alone. I heard that from a lot of people with that movie.
Yeah.
So
it just kind of seemed like it went nowhere, and it just kind of was.
Yeah. That's fair. I'll give you my most disappointing or most forgettable. Either way, not that I had extremely high hopes for this, because there's been a trend in Hollywood with movies recently, and not just recently, but I feel like especially recently, like the past 5 years.
Okay.
Maybe 3 years, something like that.
What's the trend?
The trend is bringing back actors and actresses who are way too old to be reprising their classic roles.
Yeah.
And being like, no, this is cool. This is cool, seeing a geriatric version of the hero you used to love. Like, we see it all the time now. I just feel like it happens over and over. And one of those movies was Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, bro.
I knew you were going to say that.
That movie was like, why? Like, Harrison Ford, love him.
Love. Is he 80?
Yes, he's 82. It's like, It's like, hey, kids, you want to get together, grab a bucket of popcorn, and watch your great-grandfather in an adventure movie? Oh, and the adventure is him getting out of bed, like me at the camp. Like, that's it, dude. He was so cranky and old and just, like, decrepit. And then there's, like, the scenes where they have to CGI him.
It's, like, clearly CGI Harrison Ford. Yeah,
it's like,
he's, like, jumping over buildings and stuff.
And then it goes back to him, and he's like, like, you can tell there's scenes in that movie where the line, like, if they would have just let Harrison improv, the line that would have come out of his mouth was something along the lines of, what year is it?
Where am I?
Like, it just was sad. It was just a sad watch, dude. You're like, this is not Indiana Jones.
Yep.
It was so dull and boring. And here's my spicy hot take. And I've said it. I said it from the moment I came out of the theater. I saw this with with Dana and her brother and his wife. And he's a huge Indiana Jones fan. And I said, dude, I hate to say it, but if you made me watch one over again, I'd rather watch The Crystal Skull than this. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And that is notoriously just a garbage film.
Trashed on.
Dude, this one at least was like, had entertaining elements, even though it was still bad. I was still entertained.
Had some like crazy adventure things in it.
I might as well have been watching 82-year-old Harrison Ford playing a game of chess against somebody who wasn't sitting across from him, an empty seat. That's what this movie felt like. So,
dang.
There was.
Okay. And I'll throw it in there just for fun, and you can throw it in there. Again, disappointing is different than worse. My worst of the year was a movie called The Black Demon. It sounds really intense. It's actually just a shark movie.
Yeah.
I love sharks. Mm-hmm. I can watch them do the same thing on Shark Week over and over again, and I love it.
Talked about it, yep.
They somehow made a shark movie terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so bad, and it was exactly the opposite of what you said about the Mario movie. The whole movie was created to just send a message to people, and it was so overly done. Like, it made me laugh at times, some of the lines that were coming out of people's mouth. It's like, yes, I understand what you're trying to do right now. Thank you. Yes, thanks, I understand.
Yep. Just to be clear, you said this is the worst shark movie that you've ever seen, and that exists in a genre that has movies called Sharknado,
better than this.
Noah's Shark.
Oh, no, that, no. Nope.
Is that
no,
one worse? Not.
That's worse.
Okay, just making sure. Oh, man. Yeah. Now that makes sense, dude. I don't even remember hearing about that movie, so I don't know how you came across it, but
it was a straight to streaming thing, and I think Amazon Prime was like pushing it or something like that, and they kept on like showing like posters for it. And the poster looks sick. If you just look up the poster, you'd be like, "Oh, I want to watch that."
Okay, not so.
No,
not so. No bueno.
No.
All right, my worst film of the year for me. You already know this.
Yes, I do.
I won't belabor it. Okay. It was a Dracula movie starring Nicolas Cage called Renfield. And I loathed pretty much every moment. Not every moment. There were maybe a couple of Nicolas Cage spots that I was like, but other than that, I just felt like the film was hot garbage, dude.
And the reason Justin's being careful is because if it made your top 10 list, it was just so zany. I loved it.
Yeah, I get. I mean, I don't get it, but like, I get why you say that. So
yeah.
So there you have it. There you have it. Some 2023
best movies.
Look backs on the movies, and yeah, always.
Maybe one was mentioned you didn't see, and now you're like, I gotta go watch that.
Yeah. Well, real quick, like, we don't have to go into it. If we we already gave some of our favorites. I was going to say, I'll at least throw out there. I think I said this in another episode, the Godzilla Minus One, dude. Favorite movie of the year for me. Such a great movie, but
yeah, I'm excited to see that still.
So, anywho, hey, those were some movies from 2023. Let's get back to the do, shall we?
Get back to the do. Let's do it.
I say we listen in and we talk a little bit about the world of do.
This is Do News. All right, big news dropping in the world of do.
Yes.
It's the 20-year Bajaversary.
Yep.
Coming up.
Yep.
And they've let us know that some pretty exciting stuff will be dropping in that Bajaversary celebration. You want to tell us what it is, Justin?
Yeah. The first one that I saw that they're dropping, they're giving us two new Baja flavors. They kind of do this. They do this every summer.
We've been doing this past four or five summers.
Something like that. We had Caribbean Splash and Passion Fruit Punch this last summer. Those
Baja
were
Gold, Baja Mango. Mango Gem.
Yep. Yes. Yep. So they've done this a few times, more than a few times. So they're continuing the tradition. This summer, they're kicking it off with something called Baja Laguna Lemonade, which is a mango lemonade flavor.
Take me straight to the beach.
Dude, here's the deal. I don't know if people remember this. For a little bit there, Taco Bell had an exclusive Mountain Dew. And I think they sold this actually in stores as well, but Taco Bell had it on fountain and it was obviously in its best form through the fountain drink. Do you remember Mountain Dew spiked lemonade? Now I know that makes it sound like it's alcoholic. It's not.
The prickly pear one was so good.
Yep. Yep.
So
which you
good.
Don't like pear. And,
okay. I knew you're going to go there. Prickly pear tastes nothing like pear.
Okay. All right. But I liked that one, but I liked the spiked lemonade the best. It was like I feel like it was a guava lemonade, or maybe, I don't know if it was that. I know they've had guava and Caribbean Splash or whatever, but I don't know, whatever the heck it was super good. So if I hear Mountain Dew and lemonade together, I'm excited because it makes me think back to that. And that was legit one of my favorite Mountain Dew flavors of all time.
Ooh, okay.
It was. Hot take. It was. What's the other Baja they're giving us?
They also got Baja Point Break, which, speaking of movies, that's a movie. I believe it's a surfing term, correct? Point Break.
Yeah, Patrick and Swayze and Keanu. Keanu's in that
movie. And
Keanu
again. I'm making the Point Break. Here comes a wave. Here comes a massive wave made of water. So this and the Point Break is a tropical punch. I'm sure you'd be excited. You're a punch boy. You're a little punch boy. And the tropical punch is going to be composed of raspberry, pineapple, cherry, and blueberry.
I'm in, dude.
Blueberry is not typically a fruit you see in sodas at all. Really,
it's not. So it's really not.
That's exciting. But I think the last thing that they're dropping might be the thing that I'm most excited about, just because I'm intrigued.
Yeah, dude. So obviously we've talked about the triangle union between Mountain Dew, Doritos, T-Bell. And Taco Bell. Yep.
Yep.
And so Doritos is actually getting in on this Bajaversary, and they're releasing a Baja Fiery Mango chip based off of Mountain Dew Baja Blast to some degree. So
yep.
That's pretty sweet. And as you guys know, we've dabbled in Doritos in the past.
Yes,
so
we
have to be something that we try.
And if there's one thing I always say about mangoes, what is it?
Gotta love them.
If you're gonna, I like them fiery.
If you're gonna, I like them fiery. Yeah, yep. That's what I've heard you say that all the time.
I say it all the time.
Yeah. Yep. So that'll
that's
be
what we got.
That'll be fun.
That's a big do news drop right there.
Yeah, but okay. Do news aside, you know, that's some of the, I mean, the news segment is in the past, but we'll be waiting. You know, looking into the future to get some of those flavors. But right now, in the here and now, Jacob, what the heck are we doing today?
Oh, yes. today is going to be a completely new style of episode. We're going to be doing something different. We are going to do a little episode called Will It Float? As you saw from the title, as you started listening to this, you're probably like, what is that? You know, like Good Mythical Morning does Will It Blank things. It's not that. It's not Will It Float from David Letterman.
Yep.
Not that. What we're going to do is we have four of the permanent flavors right now in the Dew lineup, and we're going to see which one makes the best ice cream float, a la like a root beer float, you know, yep. The vanilla ice cream with the pop in it. And so we've got four flavors, and we are going to compare and contrast these. And I'm not going to lie, I'm really excited to drink and try all these.
Oh, dude, me too. Oh, I love a good float, man. And it, for me, you're hard pressed to beat a root beer float, but I will try all sorts of floats.
Yep. So
we're going to see.
I think we get into it with a little Will It Float Doodads edition.
Will it float? Will it float?
Will it float?
Will it float?
Will it float?
Will it float?
Will it float, baby girl? Okay. So as we mentioned, we're going to be testing out four of the current permanent flavors, and we only did four because we're not considering Major Melon and Spark in this because they have been canceled.
Axed.
They're donezo. So these are really other than, like, of course, just Mountain Dew flavor, like just straight up Mountain Dew. These are the four permanent flavors that you can find anywhere right now. And so do you want to let people know what those are?
I do. Sorry. There's a problem. If there's open ice cream, I'm going to eat it.
You have a problem. You've got a problem, dude.
Oh, man. I love it. All right. So here's the four flavors that we're going with. We'll just go back and forth and pick which one we want to do. We don't have a specific order, but here's the four we got. We just recently opened up this season with a little Code Red. So we're bringing Code Red right back for this. Again, these are all flavors that we've done before. Nothing new here. We didn't want to
let one not have its moment in the sun, right?
Exactly. And this is a type of episode where if it calls for it, we could bring back other flavors as it calls for it. But so we got Code Red, we've got Live Wire, we've got Voltage, and of course Bajaversary. We got Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Because it's 2024 and it's here all year round, baby.
So let's kick this thing right off, dude. Why don't you do the honors? Why don't you pick the first one?
I'm going to choose Mountain Dew Voltage.
Oh, okay.
And so wait, we got to do this. We got to do this.
Okay.
I know it takes patience, but if you want to do this with us, what a fun one to do along with us here.
Yeah.
So this is the great point. Pause right now. Go out and get yourself some ice cream. Get these four dudes and try along with us. Make yourself some floats. What a fun way to spend the day. Do it with your family. Do it with your friends. Float along with us down the river of dew.
Do it with your enemies.
Well, good. All right. We're going to start with some Voltage.
How many scoops? Like, how much ice cream are you putting into this? Because, like, we got to
do
four. So, like.
Well, I'm not going to drink the whole thing of each one.
Okay. Just making sure.
I mean, I'm going to try to match the colors up. The four cups I'm using are the four Harry Potter houses. So I'm going with Ravenclaw for Voltage because it's blue. I'm going to do one scoop of ice cream.
Nerd. All right. I've got a mix. I've got three cans in one bottle. So Voltage. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I'm always reminded of Sour Patch Kids every time I smell that bad boy, Voltage. All right. Ooh, look at this, dude. Oh, you just went in for the swig before even.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to actually need like a real spoon for this, aren't I?
Yeah.
Because you got to like do the ice cream bite.
Yeah. You didn't have that.
All right. I'll edit it out, me going and getting the spoon.
Okay.
Ta-da! And a spoon magically appeared in my hand. That happened so quickly.
Hey!
I feel like I gotta like kind of like get a like little mixy in there.
All right. Here's the first thing I noticed. I haven't eaten it yet. I'm just still eating it. I'm just eating it.
You have to have enough ice cream left for this.
I know, dude. It's gonna be trouble. It creates a nice cotton candy color, wouldn't you say?
Oh, that is so cotton candy.
Yeah.
That is so cotton candy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we take a swig.
Yep. A little ice cream, a little voltage.
If you made a float along with us. Oh, I'm just going to do a sip first.
Oh, okay.
I think we do sip first, spoon taste second.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Sip first.
Here Three, two, one. Drink along with us, folks.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the color that's giving me cotton candy, but it's reminding me of cotton candy.
Yeah,
now.
Me too.
I think like the sweetness and the creaminess from the ice cream, like it's giving me like some cotton candy vibes.
Yeah. Are you the type of, do you like your ice cream soft? Like in a float, do you mix it in to the point where it's like,
I don't mix it in, but yeah. Like so what psycho likes hard ice cream?
I love like straight out of the freezer.
How do you even eat it?
With my teeth.
What?
In my,
but like, it's like unscoopable. It's like unscoopable.
No,
almost.
Bro, it's not. I just bear down.
It's like ice cream shavings.
Oh, dude, no. You bear down, dude. You got to get the right scoop.
My favorite way to do a float is I drink all the liquid, and then you're left with this like soft little ice cream ball that's been like marinated by the soda it's in.
Interesting. We're all different because I don't want my ice cream to melt into it too much. I still want kind of solid ice cream in my float. And I take a scoop of it and I get drink in my spoon as well.
Okay. So let's do the spoon taste now.
So I still chew it.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Bro, I'm getting cotton candy vibes.
It tastes like cotton candy.
What in the world? That's not a bad thing.
It literally turned into cotton candy. Yeah.
How's that possible?
It's almost like the creaminess like takes like the raspberry edge off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like this sweet blue cotton candy
vibe. My ice cream's gone, so I'm gonna just drink the rest.
Oh my gosh.
I like it, dude.
It's reminding me of something else. What is that reminding me of?
It definitely has more of a sherbet.
I've got it.
Yeah.
The reason it's so familiar to me is it's my favorite thing to get at Dairy Queen.
Blue Moon?
No, it's the thing that they do where like they do the slushy and they mix the vanilla ice cream in it. It's the blue one.
Oh, okay. I've never had that.
That is the exact flavor. Oh my gosh, I love this.
Okay. Needless to say, I think we both like this.
Mmm. That's what it is. What do they call that? Hold on. We have to have a look it up moment. I have to know what this is called.
Dairy Queen's Blue Drink. Is that what they call it?
What is it called at Dairy Queen where they mix the ice cream and the slushy?
I don't know. I just told you I don't know.
I'm asking my phone. A Misty Freeze.
Oh, okay.
It is the Blue Raspberry Misty Freeze.
Misty Freeze. I like that.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Like, okay. that is wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
I've not had Misty Freeze.
Do we want to save the rankings to the end, or do we want to rank them as we go?
Let's rank them as we go. I feel like that's going to be a good way to remember. Yeah. I might forget.
Yep.
So.
I'll write it down for us.
Okay.
You're
going to score it? You're going to score it?
Yeah.
You want to give it a number, a numerical score. Okay. Let me just cleanse my palate with some ice cream here.
I'm going to give this a 9.2.
Whoa, that's high, dude.
I love this.
I really enjoy this. I'm not that high on it, but I really enjoy this. I'm going to give this a very solid and straightforward 8 out of 10.
Okay. 8 out of 10. All right. That's the voltage float, folks.
All right. So here's the
thing. Turns into cotton candy.
It does. It really does. Let me ask you this, though. With that type of score, are you looking at any of these other ones and thinking that they could still be better? I definitely am.
I am.
Yeah, I am too. Okay.
Because I'm a, yeah, well, I'm not going to, I won't say anything.
All right. Let's go with the next one. Let's go with a tried and true classic.
Okay.
Let's go with like the orange dreamsicle type of thing.
Yes.
Let's go live wire.
Okay. I'm going to use the Hufflepuff cup for this. Yellow is as close as I'm getting to orange. And this is actually the one I was going to say that I had hopes of this potentially being better, because I love that flavor combo of orange and vanilla. That is just orange, like a match made in heaven to me.
Orange and cream. It's such a good combo. All right, but get some ice cream in there.
Just say vanilla. Don't say cream.
Well, don't they call it that? Like a Stewart's orange and cream soda?
Yeah, I guess they do.
But I feel like they do call it dreamsicle or creamsicle as well. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I've heard creamsicle.
Yeah.
I don't know why the word cream is just not my favorite.
That's fine. You know what word's not my favorite?
I wonder what causes it to dude.
What? Did your spoon break?
We talk about this all the time.
Let's talk about
We have a love-hate relationship with our pets.
Yeah.
I literally poured this in and somehow there is a dog hair on top of this right now.
Lola. That's the name
freaking
of his dog.
Dogs. All right.
Okay.
I've got mine poured.
Oh, your head. Let me get this. Okay.
It's turning it is literally already just like straight dreamsicle vibes all over the place, just looking at it.
I bet.
Listeners, make sure you're pouring your live wire in there. Getting the mix going. Not a mix, just I just kind of gently move it around just to kind of make sure that marination is happening, you know?
Marination. All
right. We are. Marination.
Youth marination. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Let's go.
What are we doing?
Live
drink
wire
first,
float.
Right? Yeah.
Live wire float. Yep. Drink first.
Here we go. 3, 2.
Drink along with us, folks.
1. I mean,
so good. That's so good.
It's exactly what you expect. Whew. That's good.
That is a straight up dreamsicle.
Yeah, dude. It is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's give it the little ice cream testaroni.
All right. I got a spoon. You ready?
Yes. Here we go. Taste time.
And taste it.
I mean, that's just like childhood
It's like America, you know? I mean, I'm sure it's other countries too.
Oh, man, that is good.
I know.
Folks, I'm just going to say this right now. Already, if you're not doing this with us, please do this. This is fantastic.
It's a mistake if you're not doing this along with us. This is really
for,
good.
For both the first two. Oh. Just a beautiful marriage of the citrus from the orange with the vanilla flavor, just smoothing it out. Oh, man.
So
does it beat the voltage for me? Does it beat the voltage? Ooh. Here's where I'm at. Okay, I'm just gonna talk you through my thought process right now. This is already very much a predictable thing.
Yeah. You're gonna knock
it. And I know our goal isn't to like make the newest discovery. It's just to simply say which one is best.
Yeah.
But I'm struggling because like in a way, like I knew exactly what this is gonna taste like.
Yes. Yep.
Do I like it more than the voltage? The voltage turned into this cotton candy magic.
It did.
Okay, I have my score.
Go ahead.
In a potentially shocking turn of events, I'm going to give the live wire a 9.
Wow. That is shocking.
Still very high, but I don't know if I can put it over the voltage. I just don't think I can.
I'm going to go 9.3.
9.3.
Yeah.
It definitely takes it over in the takes it over for the overall standings. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Livewire, you heard it here, folks. These first two were both bangers.
Ah, super good.
Super good for floats.
I'm excited for these last two though too, because one of them I feel like could be a classic combination, and the other one is the one that I have the most intrigue over out of all of these.
And which is that?
Intrigue would be Baja, because I've heard things from people about this combination.
The fast food hack, dunking the soft serve cone into the, yeah.
Intrigue is high with that one, but dude, like
the cherry. Let's leave that one for last then.
Okay.
Let's leave that one for last.
All right, so let's do Code Red.
Yes, but cherry ice cream, unpopular flavor for most people. You want to know what my favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor is?
What?
Cherry Garcia.
Oh, dude, it's great. So good.
Love Cherry Garcia.
That's like I've had this more because this is, for whatever reason, this is our favorite from Michigan. But Hudsonville Ice Cream does a Traverse City Cherry Fudge. Oh, dude!
Oh, dude! That sounds fantastic.
Oh, dude! It's really good.
All right, I got the ice cream in. I'm dumping in the Code Red. Make sure you're filling up your glass, listeners. I think the perfect ratio right now is like my one, like I'm not getting like a full on scoop, but like kind of like a shallow scoop. And then I fill it up to where the liquid goes fully over the ice cream and kind of foams up. And it's like the perfect ratio.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Okay.
Just give it the gentle stir. Got a nice, a very nice, like pink hue coming through.
Yeah.
In the foam.
Pinkish hue. Yeah. So, whew. Okay. I'm ready for this. You take a little drink first, right?
Code Red Dead Redemption.
Let's see. Take a drink in 3, 2, 1. Go. Dude, on the front end, I was disappointed. And then it came through.
Yeah.
It was subdued on the front end. And when the cherry comes through, though, is such a nice compliment to the creamy ice cream. Yeah.
It's a nice even balance. It's not blowing my mind as much as the other two, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just not.
Okay, you ready for a bite?
Yes.
Let's see if that changes anything.
Yeah, true. Let's see if that changes. I shouldn't speak so soon.
Here we go.
Here we go. Too much foam.
Don't let the foam cloud your judgment here. Go back in for some just straight liquid. It is nice. I promise you I'm not being swayed by what you said. So far, I like this, but this is clearly my least of the favorite of the three so far.
Yeah, it is good. It's just underwhelming, and I thought it was going to do more.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought more magic was going to happen in this cup.
I think Code Red,
and it's the Gryffindor cup because it's red, and so the house cup does not go to Gryffindor in this scenario.
For whatever reason, I think the Code Red, more than the other two that we've had before it, gets subdued by the ice cream, and it kind of
washes away. I taste the ice cream more in this one than any of the other ones. Yeah. I taste just a lot of vanilla.
It washes the flavor of Code Red away a little bit. Washes it out, I should say. So,
yep, I agree. The other two like really melded with the flavor, and this is kind of being overshadowed.
Yep, I agree, and that's I say that as everyone knows, a huge cherry fan. So
yeah, still, if someone was like, "Hey, you want one of these? I'm making one," I'd be like, "Oh, absolutely."
Yep. Yeah, me too.
But
all right, let's score it. What would you give it?
I would give this this one would be for me just a solid straight up 8.
Okay. I would go for this one. I can't believe I'm about to say this because I love Code Red. I would go 6.9.
Okay.
Just under a 7 for me.
Boy. Hold on, I need to ask Code Red something. Hey, are you okay? Are you okay, Code Red, after what Justin just did to you, your best friend?
Listen, okay. Code Red, it's not you, it's me.
She's not talking to you right now.
I just think sometimes, you know,
we need a little time apart.
I just think sometimes you need addition by subtraction, and I need you out of my life right now.
Okay. All right. So three down.
Three down, one to go.
The standings currently are the voltage float sitting at a 17.2.
Yeah.
The live wire float standing at an 18.3. And the Code Red float sitting at a 14.9.
Okay. All right, here's our at least for me.
Here's the wild card.
Yeah, the wild card.
Because the other three are flavors you've kind of almost heard of before a little bit. This is lime.
I know. This could be weird. This could be really weird. Or it could be great because people
But then you have all the people on social media that are like, oh my gosh, it's the greatest fast food hack ever.
Yeah. All right. I'm getting my scream in there.
Ice cream is in.
My scream's in the cup.
Open up the Baja. Folks, I can actually pop the cap on these. I did not put them in my tumbler beforehand.
This is, I'm very
cover up the ice cream.
Curious. I'm very curious on this.
So am I.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to let this go to waste. So whatever one wins, I'm going to enjoy a full float of whatever it is.
Yeah. Why? I mean,
why? Do you want to know what the cashier said to me when I bought these?
What?
Because I have all bottles, so it looks kind of nice together. And he goes, it was one of those things where a person made a comment, and I was like, I feel like I kind of know everything about you.
Yep.
He goes, oh, it's kind of like the Infinity Stones of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. You're like, okay, have fun at your Dungeons and Dragons gathering later tonight.
Oh man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I actually think that'd be fun.
Are you noticing this one has major foam?
Yes. Yeah, I would say for me it's thicker foam. It's a thicker foam.
Viscous foam. Yeah. I wonder what that is.
I don't know.
Can I give it the gentle stir?
Bro, you know what's funny for me on all these? Is I tried to stay away from this, but I was running out of time. And the only vanilla ice cream I could get is vanilla bean. So all these floats, I'm pouring this in. I'm why is my float dirty?
Because it's all the little
bean specks are kind of floating to the top. And I'm like, what? What is it? Oh, it's the vanilla bean.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Here we go. I hope you have your Baja float poured. Let's do the good old drink test.
3, 2, 1, go. Feels a little dead to me, man. Are you feeling that? I feel like there should be more there than what I just got. Let me go back.
It's giving flat Baja Blast.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It just died. Okay. Okay.
It's not bad.
But it's not.
It's
special.
It's just not exciting.
Mm-mm. No,
I really thought this would maybe blow my mind.
Okay, let's go in for a bite and see if that does anything.
See if the bite changes things.
And because there's so much foam, I'm finding it hard to just get the liquid.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Whatever that sharp edge of Baja is just doesn't go with ice cream for me. It's like that first flavor note you get.
Mm.
This is not working.
That ain't doing it, dude. That ain't doing it for me. I mean, it's not bad. It's not gross. I will never.
Yeah, it's certainly not something where I'm like, oh, I literally can't even finish this. Like, nothing like that.
No. This does not work anywhere close to what people have been saying it does. Like,
I would definitely agree with that statement.
You know what this reminds me of? Is old geriatric Harrison Ford.
Just no legs.
Disappointed! Like, just most disappointing for me.
Yeah.
It's got no legs, no wind in its sails. It's just kind of dying.
Yeah. Gosh, man, that's a bummer. Like, I really thought that would maybe be something new and exciting, but it just doesn't really work. That first initial, like, iconic Baja flavor does not go with the vanilla taste to me.
No. Here's the thing for me is, like, that iconic Baja flavor, to me, goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes for a weird...
I can still taste one sharp note of Baja in it, and that's what's not going with for me.
You're right. It's right at the beginning, but then it quickly disappears into just blandness as far as float goes. So,
yeah, it's going to be kind of brutal. I'm going to give that a 5.9.
Bro, you need to relook up the definition of brutal because I'm giving that a 2.1.
What? Yeah, no, that's extreme.
No, it's not. It's not good.
Don't you remember what Santa said to you in our Christmas episode?
Let me think back. Let me hark.
He scolded you for being a negative Nancy.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
He's a butthead anyways. Oh, man. Yeah, I would go 2.1 because, like, it doesn't work. You said it. It doesn't work. So if it doesn't work, man, I don't even know how you're giving it a 5.
Yeah. I guess because it's still ice cream and a tasty soda, so I think it's not the worst thing in the world.
I can just think of a lot of other...
A 2.1 for me is like rotten milk.
See, no, that's like a 0 for me. 0.1. That'd be like curdled milk. But I would say this. I gave it a 2.1 so that if we ever did a Sprite float, that I knew that I still had room to go lower. Because that is the worst float in the history of floats.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I never tried that.
Oh, dude, it's so bad. It doesn't.
It's too lemony citrusy.
Yeah. If you think doesn't work with this lime, like think of the lemon lime of Sprite. It's even worse, dude. It's so it kind of dies. It's kind of flat. Sprite a Sprite float is actually like, no, this actually tastes bad.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's gross.
Okay.
So.
All right, folks. So that wraps up Will It Float. Let's get to these final standings here. Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
Coming in fourth. Shocker.
I'm going to be surprised.
The Baja Float with an 8 out of 20.
Yeah.
In third place, we've got.
I'm dying.
We've got a Mountain Dew that Justin gave a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
And the Code Red Float is in third with a score of 14.9 out of 20.
Wow.
Coming in second, which is going to give away first.
Drum roll.
Let's go with first. That's more dramatic, right?
Okay.
In first place, from the world of Dreamsicles, is the Live Wire Float with an 18.3 out of 20. And Voltage in second with a 17.2 out of 20, even though that one would have been my personal favorite.
Oh, man. I hate it.
The Live Wire was great, though. Those first two, like, hit home runs.
Yep.
They hit absolute home runs.
Those are good. They're both good.
All right, Jay Gill, we've only got one more thing to do here.
Okay,
we wanted to have some fun with a new little game here we're going to play. And that game's going to be called, you know, I hate to say it, but this looks like it might be a food crime. This game is, again, we're so trendy. Like, we're just on top of what's going on in the world. A big thing on the internet right now is food crimes. People doing things with food or drink that other people on the internet go, are you crazy? Why do you do that? That is a crime against food.
And against humanity.
And so Justin and I, and we welcome you into this. We'd love for you to sound off and be part of our jury today.
Yeah.
We are essentially going to be the jury rating how bad these food crimes actually are. And maybe we'll reveal some of our own food crimes in the process here.
Oh, maybe.
And so Justin, I'll get us kicked off here. And so, do you just want to go like, just keep with our normal deal here and just go, out of 10, the severity of the crime?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. The first crime that I have was someone on the internet complaining about how someone in their family puts ice cubes in their milk to keep it cold.
Okay.
Now, I want to start off by saying I used to do this.
Can I just say something about you?
What?
For a second.
Yeah.
Now that I know this.
Yeah.
You are freaking genius because I still do this.
Really?
I call it milk on the rocks, baby.
It keeps it so icy cold.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe we did not know this about each other.
I can't believe it either, dude. An iced milk. Oh, dude, it's so good.
Fantastic.
You don't let it sit. You don't let it sit.
No, you put that sucker down.
You gotta down that thing, but gosh,
you gotta work on
iced milk. Oh my goodness. Dana thinks I'm a lunatic.
Well, Dana, we think you're a lunatic.
I'm kidding.
I love you, Dana. I'm kidding.
I pictured her face when you said that and her eyebrow just went. The one eyebrow look.
I just got the one eyebrow look.
Yep. You got the stank face.
So I think we're going to be rating this crime pretty low.
I do too, because I don't think it's a crime at all, dude.
So I'm going to give it a zero.
Me too. Yeah. Did we just become best friends?
Yes, we did. So essentially, if we're a jury, we're saying this person is not guilty.
Yeah, dude. Not only are they not guilty, but I'm giving them the Nobel Peace Prize.
Are you about to make another live wire float?
No, I wanted to go back in for the orange just to get a little sipsky of the live wire by itself.
Well, I'm making another actual float as we sit here, and you tell me your first food crime.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know what we want to do because that was one of mine as well.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just go to another one, but I'm gonna have one less than you, I think.
That's okay.
I got one off the top of my head. Let's do this. Let's stay on the milk. Can we stay on the milk? Ooh,
okay.
I didn't write this one down, but this is one where I know one person in particular who does this. And I think they are Looney Tunes for doing this. Now hopefully this doesn't take away from one that you have written down.
I don't have anything else milk related.
All right, perfect. This is cereal related. I know a guy who thinks that cereal is best eaten dry.
Water.
Dry with no milk in it at all. He pours
but still in a bowl?
He pours the cereal into a bowl or into a cup or just grabs it out of the box and just eats it. I can do that, no problem. But like preferring it, no way. Like I'm going to prefer a bowl of cereal with milk in it. That's the purpose for it.
Yeah. They make these little cups like that are for like dry cereal to just like put dry cereal in and eat it. And then these little cups that are for 3-year-olds.
That's what I'm saying. The taste bud of an adolescent.
I feel like you're missing out on so much of the cereal experience.
Yes.
Just eating the cereal, but then the cereal milk afterwards.
Yeah. Their argument is that the milk, that the cereal gets soggy and they hate that. And I'm like,
so like a major sensory thing,
I guess. But I'm like, then eat it before it gets soggy. But they still are like, no, it's still better dry. I'm like,
interesting.
No way.
Interesting.
So what kind of crime, how highly would you rate that crime?
I feel like there's still room to go in the crime department there. I'm going to give that crime a 5 out of 10.
Okay. Can I throw another thing that the same person thinks?
Yes.
They hate peanut butter.
Now that to me is flying up into the 10 territory.
Thank you. Good night. Like talking Looney Tunes again, right? Like
peanut butter is something I regularly just eat out of the jar.
Yeah, with a spoon. And these people that I know, I mean, I can you trust a person?
They're troubled.
Yeah.
I want you to know that we're going to pray for you.
As I've been telling them that for years, literally years.
Like you just genuinely say to them, you're like, hey, I just want you to know, like, I'm praying for you.
Yes, I've told them that.
And they're like, what for? Well, I mean, just you guys don't like peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm like, your taste buds need saving.
Yeah.
So.
Jeez.
I'm going to. Okay.
I don't know how I would do life without peanut butter.
Dude, it's, yeah. Peanut butter is life, isn't it?
Peanut butter is life.
L-Y-F-E. I'll rate this crime as well. Back to the cereal with no milk. 5. I feel like that's very fair. So I'll agree with you. I'll go 5.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. It's right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Here's my next one, Justin.
Okay.
I feel like we're really jumping up here into some wild territory now.
Okay.
This person says, my friend used to tear all of the cheese off of her pizza and cover it with ketchup instead.
Wait. I have so many questions already. Again, if you're tearing the cheese off your pizza, back to the dry cereal in a kitty cup thing. If you're tearing the cheese off the pizza, why are you eating pizza in the first place?
I could not agree more.
Like, what do you want? You just want bread? You just want like tomato basil bread? Like, what do you want out of that?
Well, dude, not only that, it's tomato on tomato.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the next question I had. Why would you add ketchup to what already exists in the tomato base of tomato sauce?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be like, here, I'm gonna spread on my piece of bread mayonnaise, and then on top of it, I'm gonna put Miracle Whip on.
Yeah.
Like, now, granted, big difference between mayo and Miracle Whip, but it's the same base, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Eggs. A lot of fat.
Mm-hmm.
How's that float treating you?
Oh, it's so good.
And which one did you go with?
I ended up doing Voltage again, actually.
Oh, you did? Okay, cool.
I have some in my beard.
I wasn't going to say. Yeah, I just gonna leave it.
Like, to me, people eat pizza for that, like, cheese pull.
Yeah, what the heck?
To then be, I struggle to consider it pizza anymore.
You're just eating breadsticks dipped in marinara, like, I guess, at that point.
And ketchup.
And, yes, I keep forgetting that they add ketchup to it.
Like, gosh. And it says cover, so I'm guessing, like, the replacement for the cheese, which covers the entire surface of the pizza, is ketchup.
Yeah. Can I rate this one?
Yes. Yeah, you rate it first.
I love pizza so much. It's my favorite food. So this is a big crime to me because you are destroying what is already known as perfection.
A beautiful thing.
Yeah.
A beautiful thing.
A work of art. You are essentially going up to it and being like, Pwah! With your own paintbrush. You just walked up to the Mona Lisa and you're like, Pwah! With
yep.
You know, your own artwork on it, and you now belong behind bars. So I'm going to go pretty high with this one. I still feel like there's worse, so I'm going to go 8.7.
Okay. I was going to go straight up 8.
Okay.
So that's a 16.7. I'd say that person is definitely guilty.
Absolutely. Dun, dun. Can we do that, or is that trademark? Or
is that like copyright? Law and Order?
Yeah. I was trying for dun, it. Dun, dun.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
All right.
Okay.
Give me another food crime.
Okay. How about this one? This person that I found, they – I like this one because this is kind of like anarchy. This person must be an anarchist.
Okay.
They eat their Kit Kats not by breaking the Kit Kats into their respective bars and eating the bars.
Oh, no.
But instead, they take a bite out of the whole thing across multiple bars.
They're a chomper.
You have a name for them?
they're a chomper.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm big on like, it's like if I'm sitting at my desk,
yeah,
or my laptop is here, I'm not going to put a highlighter that's like at an angle on my desk. I'm going to make sure it is lined up symmetrically with my laptop. Yeah. And that goes for everything on my desk. Like symmetry is a big deal for me. That's monstrous.
Yeah, me too.
You're completely ignoring how they intentionally made these things breakable. It's in the song. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. It's not chomp me up a chomp of the chomp chomp. It's break me off a piece of the Kit Kat bar.
Yeah. I said me too after your whole desk thing.
Yeah.
Just to see your reaction because you have seen.
I wasn't going to be mean.
Because we've worked together and so you know that my desk never looks like that. Never.
Do you still have that ugly Steelers potato head?
I do.
I literally on your desk.
On my desk right now as we speak, dude. it's one of those random items I was gifted at one point. It's like, what else do I do with that other than throw it away, I guess? I mean, I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm a Steelers fan. So, I mean,
true.
I don't play with it. But yeah, I'm like, that seems like a desk item. So it has gone on my desk.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
So shout out. I don't know if that was my in-laws that got me that. I still have it. So shout out to my in-laws if they're listening to this.
There you go.
I'll never throw it away. It's on my desk as we speak. but here's the deal, man. Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
This doesn't bother me in the slightest.
Really?
I don't do it myself. I break them off because it feels right. Yeah. Feels like that's what I'm supposed to do.
It does feel right, yeah.
But does it bother me that somebody else does that? And I'm like, do I think that's a food crime? This one's going to be pretty low for me. I'd be totally unbothered. I would not see somebody do that and be like, what's wrong with you? I wouldn't think much.
If I was sitting across from someone who did that, I would honestly probably pass out.
He just can't handle it and he's like
just slump out of my chair.
And no one knows. No one would have a clue why you just passed out.
Yeah.
And then you come to and you're like, this is the Kit Kats.
It's certainly not worse than tearing cheese off pizza. No, certainly not.
No.
Is it worse than not putting milk in cereal? I don't know if it's worse than that either.
No.
So I'm going to give this one a solid 4.
Okay. As you just heard me say, I'm very unbothered by this. So for me, okay. I'll go literally a straight 1.
Okay. Straight 1.
Still got a single point.
Yep. And so this is the last one then.
Okay.
I
substituted. I did the milk, the cereal with no milk. That was an off the top. So I do still have one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I've got one that I think could maybe potentially usurp the worst crime over the pulling off the cheese.
I do too.
Okay. This is a person who said that their sibling.
Watch, we have the same one.
Would lick all of the seasoning off of the chips from a bag and then put them back in.
That is heinous. That is a heinous crime. That is a crime against humanity. that is a, you could name it, it's a social justice crime.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, not only are those
war crime, it's a everything crime.
Not only are those chips not seasoned anymore, they're also damp.
Oh, gosh.
Like, it's a bag of partially damp chips.
Oh, gosh. And it's a bit of a mixed bag now, too, because they're transferring whatever was on their tongue to the chip now, too.
To the chips, yes, yeah. It's very problematic.
So let's say they had, well, let's say they were eating sunflower seeds before that.
Oh! You pick the thing that like sticks the most in people's like teeth and gums and stuff.
What if they were eating corn on the cob right before that?
Corn on the cob.
Yeah, that's bad, dude. That's a heinous crime against all people.
Yeah, and it's just not even safe. It's not safe for your family.
Can I sound extreme here and go 10? 10 out of 10 for that?
I don't think that's extreme.
I don't. It feels right.
I'll give it a 10 out of 10 too. That's a straight up 20. You're getting thrown in food jail.
If I pull, let's say one of my kids did this, okay? Because this is something a child would do.
Yes.
If I pulled a chip out of the bag and I bit into it and I had that experience, my child's grounded for a long time. Like,
I'd say you're going to put all these wet chips in your pocket and they're going to be there for the whole week. You're going to carry on wet chips in your pocket.
Yeah. And then I'd call CPS on you.
What they should do is just like for those people, Doritos just makes like a new flavor and it's like Doritos moist. It's just kind of a bag.
You just triggered so many people. You just triggered an entire group of people who hated everything about what you just said. Doritos moist. Yeah. That would, yeah, dude, that'd be.
No seasoning and just a little floppy.
You're like, wing, 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 wing.
It's like.
Yeah. It's so gross, dude. It's so gross.
All right. Hit me with the last food crime.
All right. Last food crime that I've got. I don't know if it beats that. It's going to be up there, I think. This person said that their mother microwaves their salad.
What?
Yeah. Oh, there's meat in the salad, and so they wanted to like heat up the meat or something. We're talking a meatless salad that is like a bed of lettuce and cabbage or whatever, and they put it on a plate and they heat it up to eat it.
Yeah, maybe like some like cherry tomatoes and cucumber.
Yep.
Why?
Right?
Like what? What does that do but make it worse?
I mean, I don't think lettuce is supposed to, you know what I mean? Like it can be warm, but like to heat it, like it doesn't hold its, you know, it doesn't hold its original form. And now it is, a matter of fact,
hot lettuce.
It's like, I would think it would like bring out the slimy.
Oh, absolutely.
For it, right? Like it would just become, it's such a water-based thing. And then I'm just like, I just see it getting slime. Who wants slime salad?
Hot lettuce should only ever be a band name.
I like that band name. That's a good name. If that doesn't like, exist
that
yet.
That is strictly a band name, and that is it. Hot lettuce.
Can that be us, dude? Can that be our band name?
I'm down for that.
Hot lettuce.
Also, this week, someone that I work with was talking about denim quilts. And okay. I was like, that's a sick band
name. That's a band name. Yep, for sure.
The denim quilts.
The denim quilts. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's got to be like just some strange sensory thing for them. Or I don't know, maybe like maybe it's one of those things where, like, when they were little, their mom was like, you know, when you eat those vegetables, there's lots of bacteria and bad things on them. Well, you can get rid of them. You just zap it in the microwave real fast. And they've just, like, done it ever since, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, grill the bacteria right out of
them. I hate that.
Yeah, that's high.
I really hate
that. That's high on the list, right?
Is it worse than sucking on Doritos, though?
It's up there. Speaking of band names, there's another band name that we already mentioned, Pocket Chips.
Oh, I actually ain't sucking on Doritos. That's
the band name. The Dorito Suckers. No, I was thinking like Soggy Pocket Chips for a band
name. Soggy Pocket Chips.
Yeah.
That's like, that's for sure like a funk band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, Soggy Pocket Chips, baby.
Yeah.
It's just as worse to me. I'm giving it a 10.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't. I also give that a 10.
Terrible. Just terrible. That is so wrong. That is so wrong.
So we got a tie for the worst food crime.
Yep.
Between licking the chips and putting them back in the bag and nuking your lettuce.
Hot lettuce.
Hot lettuce. Nuking your salad.
A phrase that no one should ever utter.
Hey, man, you got tickets to hot lettuce? Well,
here's a question. Here's a question I didn't even think about.
Think about
this
it
person
now.
Goes out to a this goes the person goes out to the rest to a restaurant. They go out to the Olive Garden.
Yeah,
and they're like, I would love to do your soup, salad, and breadsticks. They bring it to the table. Oh, by the way, can you make this lettuce hot? Sorry, what's that, ma'am? I would like you to make my lettuce hot, please. Can you please put it in the oven or the microwave? Like,
yeah.
Are you serious? Like, this person probably sends their salads back to be like, can you warm this up for me?
That or they just don't eat salads in public because they know that people are going to look at them like they're a leper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Looking like an iguana, like slurping up these slimy leaves.
Gross, man.
It's bad.
Gross. They send it back. Yuck.
So there we go. There's some food crimes, folks.
Hey, can I give you one of my own maybe and just see how you think about it?
Oh, yeah. I can give you another one too.
Okay.
Give it to me.
I don't think this is bad at all. But again, this is not going to be a surprise based on the fact that I already said I was pretty unbothered by this type of thing. And it fits that genre of the Kit Kat bars.
Okay.
I when it comes to string cheese, I just bite.
Yeah.
I don't string it. I just bite the stick. I just bite chunks out of the stick. That's how I would eat it.
That one bothers me less than the Kit Kat because right? Like it doesn't seem as wrong.
Okay. All right. Give it a score.
Give it a score. 2.
It's pretty high still.
All right, I got yours. A feeling mine's going to be incredibly high for you.
Okay,
I think I've told you that I do this.
This is disgusting. I already know it.
My favorite way to eat an Oreo was taught to me by my uncle.
Oh.
And
wait. Okay, go ahead.
What my uncle and I like to do is get your Oreos. You stand in front of the sink, turn on that water, and you just hold that Oreo under the sink water. And you let it get nice and mushy, and then you eat it.
That's a lie.
It's not.
You do this?
My mom listens to every episode. Like, I know that she is going to hear this. I'm not going to tell a lie.
I love how that's how you're like, if my mom didn't listen, I'd be lying left and right. But she does.
You guys wouldn't even know my real name if my mom didn't listen.
But she does. So I'm going to stick to the truth.
She has seen me do it on multiple occasions. Dunking in the milk takes too long. It's too long. But you get that water gushing over it, gets nice and soggy, and you eat it.
Something a little off with that.
Also, some people think this is a food crime too. One of my favorite lunch sandwiches of all time is a bologna ketchup sandwich.
I've heard of that.
Love it. So good. Come on, rate my moist Oreos.
I'm trying to like figure out like how badly I want to like hurt your feelings. Not that I want to at all. That's why I'm struggling with this. I'm gonna go 0.0. That's totally normal what you do with an Oreo.
Thank you.
A lot of people do it.
It's settled.
I think that's very strange. I don't understand why. I don't understand why you do it. I think, why would you not dip it in milk? Did you already tell me? It takes too long?
So it takes so long.
You want the cookie soggy.
Yes.
That's why. So it's hot water?
No, just cold water is better.
Have you ever considered just taking a bath and then laying them out in the lily pads in your bath? And I just
slowly just eat it. No, because like all my like skin dirt is going to be in the water too.
I just thought I'd ask.
I'm like, this Oreo tastes like me.
That could have went a lot of different directions. I'm glad you stuck with me as your answer. That's pretty wild to me. I don't feel like it's the worst thing ever. So I'll go, I do think it's strange. So I'll go 6.3 with that.
Okay. I'll take that. It's definitely a guilty verdict, but
yeah,
I'll accept that punishment.
Behind bars.
It's a lot.
Jacob Lewis, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Okay. Well.
All right, folks. That's our episode today.
That's what we got for you.
That is it. The big letdown, Baja Blast Float, not what it's cracked up to be.
I don't even.
The highlight, the Dreamsicle Dream, bringing in Livewire, a very high-rated Mountain Dew for us, and just making a special thing out of it.
But Voltage was special too, people. So if you haven't had
Voltage
that,
was special too.
I would say you all know what a Dreamsicle is going to be like. Almost everyone's had that. You know, a lot of people have. But the Voltage one, that is a tasty treat as far as like being surprised. I didn't think it was going to be bad. But it really, it did something a little magical, like you said. So I would say those two are absolutely worth it.
Absolutely.
And I think it's safe to say that they both float.
They do. They do. This is the Doodads signing off. Thank you for listening. You all are awesome. Have a fantastic rest of the day.
We love you.